It is Tuesday morning, and we check in with the City of Bloomington's council, and the parliamentarian is our good friend Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
I'm working on that Memorial Day weekend forecast for you.
Well, I think what you're saying is you better get the lawn cut today, though. Right?
I would start with today and then take my chances, because if you miss the window and it's wet, you're looking at Friday perhaps. So that could be, and when temperatures are warm, the Serengeti, yeah, it's a tough one there. Do you have big Memorial Day? Is this a holiday on your calendar that you circle?
No, not really. Not really. We, typically get the grill out and have a good time.
Absolutely right. I'm with you 100% on all of that. So we're looking forward to the long weekend. And just to remind folks, Monday is Memorial Day, obviously. We'll have no live programming for you from us here locally, but we will carry Gordon Deal this morning for you, so you do have live news and updates on Memorial Day. And don't forget, we'll have the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500 at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. Are you a big race guy?
Oh, I used to follow it a lot more than I do now. Yeah,
the split
I was totally
in the mid-90s.
By it when I was a kid.
Yeah, they go fast and they go really fast, and no right turn either. So that's a very interesting. It's a holiday week. Do you have any schedule changes for us, or are you right on schedule here as we wrap up the final full week in May?
Well, I think we're on schedule to wrap things up. I think the utility board meeting will be on Tuesday rather than Monday because of the holiday, but that should be about it. I mean, City Hall will be closed on Monday. Pretty much business as usual, I think.
And we know that the council will get together tomorrow night, 6:30. What is on the agenda?
Well, tomorrow night will be a committee of the whole, which means we get right down to business, and we have two items on our agenda. To amend Title 15, and basically what that means is we will be looking at changes to our code defining bicycles, multi-use paths, trails, pedestrians, bicycles, coasters, looking at all the things that are in that ordinance that affect how people use bicycles and, as they say now, coasters. So human-powered devices.
See, I use a coaster underneath my drink on Memorial Day weekend. That's
exactly. Don't want to put a ring on the table.
That's right. That's what Mom always said, and be sure to put a coaster underneath that so you don't ruin that. So when we're looking at all this Title 15 stuff, is this an annual review or a semi-annual review? What has brought this to attention?
No, I think this is work that's been going on, and it's not an annual review, but it's giving more clarity to the ordinance itself, and it's giving definitions to. So, for example, it's cleaning up the code, and again, for example, there on the books is that if you have a bicycle, you're supposed to register
right
with the Bloomington Police Department. Well, that hasn't been in effect for years, so that will just go away from we'll delete that from the code. I think most importantly is the definitions of where people can ride bicycles.
Or more importantly, where they can't.
Well, what this does, it actually broadens the definition to include sidewalks.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bad idea. Sidewalks are for walking.
On the surface, I think it does sound like a bad idea. I think it probably needs to be listened to from staff and see what they're proposing. But
well, I'm looking out my window right now at 7th Street, Tim, and I see all these wonderful green boxes on the street and these lanes of green. So if we're spending time to do all that, why would we include that sidewalks are for the safety of people. They don't want to be in the street with bikes and cars.
Well, I'm listening to you and I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think the way it's laid out is that if a cyclist is, let me back up. The reason they're putting this forward, and whether it goes through or not, that's the open-ended question.
Right.
But the reason they're putting forward is because we have put in, as you mentioned, the green boxes and bicycle lanes here and there. But there are places where a bicycle lane will end, and it's you're in limbo. You don't know whether you should be in the street, continue on in the street. So that's why they are including the sidewalks. But there are requirements and stipulations. For example, if if a cyclist is on a sidewalk and it's a congested pedestrian sidewalk, the cyclist is obliged to get off the bicycle and walk the bicycle.
That's right. We can't see behind us when we're walking. We don't have mirrors like the bicyclists do.
That's correct.
And we don't want tire treads on our backs. The other thing is, when people walk on a sidewalk, and I'm just throwing this out here, I'm not knocking this one way or the other, but when I've got kids and we're walking on the sidewalk and I'm not holding their hands, they on the street, you stay on one side of the street because you know traffic goes one way or the other. But
that's right.
It's just tough. And this is an absolutely true story I want to share with you, because your amendment here has made me laugh. Me and my wife were walking on, I think it was 6th Street. This was a couple years ago. And there's two mopeds just on the sidewalk driving like that's where they should be. And I just looked at my wife and I said, well, isn't that Bloomington? And she said, no, that's dangerous. And I said, well, that's a good point as well. But so we want to make sure this stuff is clear so people know. The law of common sense, I hope, prevails in all of this, where, sure, I understand if you run out of bike path and it's a safety issue, absolutely. But yeah. But to just crossing the square, riding the square because traffic's heavy and you're slaloming through people walking, where else are the people supposed to go? That's where I would look at it. So we're going to clear this up tonight. What you can and can't do, that's kind of the angle?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I know. I do the same thing.
It's only been 8 years,
we'll
9 years.
We'll have that discussion. And, you know, it also provides regulations for people on, as I said, roller skates, skateboard, scooters, that sort of thing, human-powered devices. And it also gives clarity to how motorists should interact with those people in those bike lanes and all those, you know, facilities that we provide for people who are using human power.
Well, I think the smartest thing you ever did was make the green boxes and the green lanes, because that's pretty self-explanatory. But to the point you're making is, if we don't have the green lanes and the green boxes, who gets the right of way, who does this and who does that?
That's right.
And that's a tough thing, because if I'm sitting in traffic and the bike goes between the two lanes and goes to the front and weaves around everybody else, I mean, I can't look out for everybody in every circumstance and all of that.
Well, and that's part of the issue. I mean, right. You know, you have a motorist who's pulled up to the curb, getting out of their car, and a cyclist is coming along. So, you know, there's definition in there as to how the motorist and the exiting the car should be, you know, should look and be
careful. How about if you're on the street
in front of the cyclist?
Right. How about if you're on the street, you play by the car's rules, because the car's the biggest and the strongest. I would start with the Darwinism side of things and all of that, and then work our way back. So are you not hearing from the public during this? Is this just when you say committee of the whole, explain to people what that means.
What that means is the council will meet at 6:30. We will get right down to business and introduce the ordinance and start the conversation. What will happen is a staff member will come from the city's planning and transportation department and make a presentation going through the entire changes to the ordinance, and then the city council members will have an opportunity to ask questions, and once those questions are satisfied, then we go to the public, and the public is invited to come to the podium and ask their questions or give their opinions. This should be
a busy one, shouldn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think we, hopefully, I think we'll get a number of people out to talk about it. And then once the public has had their opportunity to have their say, we come back to the council for more questions, and then we wrap it up with comments from the council. You know, basically, we at this point, it's just a straw poll that we take, and then the actual vote will occur 1 week later next week. So basically, when the council members make their comments, they can say, you know, well, I'm uncomfortable with this, you know, riding on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Can we find other definition? That sort of thing. So it's a pretty open-ended discussion. And again, the public is invited to participate in that discussion. And just one thing, when the public comes and to the podium, they can ask questions, but at that point, they're rhetorical questions. They don't get in a back and forth with the council. Once all the questions and comments have been made by the public, then a council member can ask staff about that question that was asked by that citizen. So it's a very open-ended, free-flowing meeting. and people have plenty of opportunity to give their input.
Now, I know I asked you this question a little bit earlier in our discussion. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning, City Council parliamentarian. Is this a, if you don't get it in tonight or get your voice heard tonight, this is up for review when somebody decides it's up for review? So if you said, well, oh, I had a great idea about the bikes and sidewalks and everything else, this isn't coming up next year, next week. When would this be reviewed again, if at all?
Well,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do know what you're trying to say, but in the short term, council members are, you know, you can access council members through email or telephone. You can go to the City Council website, and all our phone numbers are listed there, and our contact information is listed there. So, for example, if you are at home tomorrow night watching the meeting on TV, you can send off an email to the City Council. Individual members or the entire council, you can access it either way. So, you know, here's my idea or here's my observation. So you can do that. You know, I'm not sure because we haven't amended Title 15 in this area for some time. So I'm not sure how to answer your question.
Is that something
whether it's an annual review?
Gotcha.
But, you know, typically, though, things of this nature have an ongoing kind of sub-review where, you know, you'll look at something and say, well, you know, this isn't working quite right, so let's amend our code and bring it before the council.
Yeah, something jumps off the page, is antiquated,
exactly,
or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. And when we look at these, you said it hasn't been amended for a while. Was there something that was the trigger that moved this forward, or was it just someone doing some house cleaning and said, hey, we probably should look at this?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's house cleaning and, you know, As we move forward into the future, you know, it appears that more and more people will be using cars less and human transportation, powered transportation more.
So you get ahead of the curve.
Trying to stay ahead of the curve, yeah. Yeah, or at least with the curve.
Yeah, and keeping the bikes on the curve or the people on the curve, that's right.
Exactly.
Tim Mayer. Yeah, go.
We also have one more thing we're going to
I was going to ask you.
And that is, it is called resident-only parking permits. There are, I think they told us there are about 20 of these citywide. Basically, it's an annual permit that a person can go in to the city and ask for a dedicated parking space in front of your residence. And this is important for people with disabilities or, you know, aging issues, that sort of thing. So people, you know, if they're still using their car, they have a place to park and be able to be guaranteed that they'll be close enough.
Yeah,
to
as opposed to having a permit on a 3-block or 4-block radius, they have a spot painted yellow in front of their house with the sign and everything else. That makes sense. And as you mentioned, Tim, some people have survived the wave of student housing downtown and are still in their place that they've been in for 30 or 40 years, and they shouldn't have to scramble for a parking spot.
Sure.
I think that's
That plus, you know, you have families with you know, special needs people.
Right. Good point.
You know,
good point.
You just have to accommodate that. So
yeah, not everybody has a driveway and a garage. That is true.
That's correct. So that'll be the extent of the meeting tomorrow, and then we'll come back next Wednesday, and see if we can approve them. I suspect there may be amendments to the to the bicycle pedestrian stuff. So we'll see tomorrow. But tomorrow should be a good meeting.
I think it should be a very healthy discussion, because I'm interested to see the results of it, because I want to. I don't consider myself perhaps the. I'm not a bike advocate, but I'm not against bikes. But I'm interested to see what they think is normal, quote unquote, behavior, as opposed to people just walking around. And it's fascinating, because I think the city has been, as Mick Renheisen has told us before, we have all kinds of bike awards and salutations and signage silver medalists and this and that. We do a pretty good job with it, which I'm interested to see what more possibly we can provide for it. But at some point, I think you have to make a differentiation of It can't be what's most convenient for the guy on the bike. I don't think that's the way it works.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I also think
if you don't follow stop signs, if you don't follow stop lights, if you're turning from the left lane across three lanes or the right lane across three lanes because you need to get somewhere else, I get pulled over for that. I get pulled over if I miss the red light or the stoplight. If I'm driving erratically, or Tim, when I drive on the sidewalk, you should see the reaction. It's not good. It's not good at all. But that's the one percenters, and I get that. But I think this is going to be an interesting, and that's what I'm excited to hear. What do they think is applicable?
Well, I think the other part of it, and it's a big part, and that is that ongoing education and also enforcement. And enforcement is difficult because we really don't have the resources to, dedicate specifically to that type of behavior. So it is difficult. But
we're trying to encourage the elimination of that behavior. Just like we don't want people jaywalking and running out in the middle of the street, we don't need the opposite of that because two wrongs, they don't make a right. That's for sure. Now, we talked before we hopped on the air. We had a great discussion yesterday with our good friend Adam Wason. He was in the studio with us. We saw in today's newspaper, holy moly.
Yeah.
Look at those. Look at the paving we've got going on. That's what happens when it doesn't snow all year.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That helps.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of my favorites aren't on there, so we'll have to see. Maybe next year. So.
What do you have to do? Do you have to lobby?
No, I think just notifying that, this street is deteriorating or this street has had a lot of construction on it, that's helpful to public works people so they can take a look at it and get it on the schedule. So.
And you can do that all at the city's website, which is very helpful. You just go to the bloomingtonin.gov/streets, and you can fill it out. And then Adam told us yesterday they hope to have these things up and running within a couple of days, just based on weather and everything else, how that falls in there. But that's nice to get caught up when you have no winter really to deal with.
Well, with all the rain, we'll have to sweep the streets, that's for sure.
And it all runs downhill. And if you get bored over this Memorial Day weekend, can you please just clean out your street drain? Just do that. It takes 5 minutes, and it could make a huge, huge difference for everybody there.
Yeah.
Meetings tomorrow night, 6:30.
That is correct.
Okay. The council will meet, will be in, boom, right into it, and then public comment will take place. 6:30 is showtime tomorrow night. All right. Well, have a great Memorial Day weekend. What's on the
menu?
What's on the menu this weekend?
Next week and let you know how it went.
That's right. I noticed my invitation hasn't come in the mail yet. That's okay. That's okay. We'll invite you back next Tuesday. You're going to be the next Tuesday is really the Monday show, so you're going to kick off the week. So the pressure is on.
Well, and I'll work on it.
And we'll see if Keith can make it back too. See if he makes it back after the big
thanks
weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for your time, Tim. Appreciate it.
Bye bye.